Opponents like Senate Democratic leader Thunia Joyner say mandating a 24-hour wait period before a pregnant woman gets an abortion is just another impediment to a woman's right to choose.
When a woman decides that this is a procedure that she wants to have, she doesn't need another 24 hours because she's already given it long, serious thought because this is important. And now for the governor to sign a bill that creates a major imposition for a lot of women who will have to come from far away just to have the procedure. Now they got the added expense of staying somewhere, somebody to keep the kids, missing their job. It's ridiculous.
But Miami Republican Senator Anna Terry Flores, who sponsored the bill, disagrees.
I'm grateful that the governor has allowed this bill to come into law. This bill simply allows women to have a 24-hour time period to reflect over this major decision that will have long-term consequences, not just physically, but mentally as well. And so before going into this major medical procedure, give women a moment and some time to reflect as to the consequences, both positive and negative. And so I'm grateful that that we'll be joining several other states that have similar waiting periods.
The bill's approval comes as new stats show abortions in Republican-led states pushing for abortion restrictions have decreased. That includes Florida, which dropped by 10% in the last 4 years. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.